Blackhawk Motors.
Hey, it's Ruben. Is that better?
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. So I just wanted to give you an update on your file.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not your file, your customer's file. I've sent everything in for funding. The customer got me the new POAs. We got the updated address. I think everything is pretty much good to go. I'm waiting to hear back from my funder, though. She's actually out for about 30 minutes, so we're a few hours behind you guys. I just had a random question for you that I actually don't understand. So I know you guys, Randy's my point contact here, but for our documentation and funding purposes, we often work with business owners where there's a business owner where there's a manager or an officer, but they're not necessarily an owner. But there, what he was telling me is, I just want to confirm I understand this, is do you need the owner of the business to sign the title or your bill of sale? I guess you have some purchase contract, or is it okay for like a manager to do so?
The manager can do that.
Is that pretty common? I'm really, to be honest, my knowledge of title vehicles is horrific at best. Is that pretty standard?
You know what? I'll let you talk. My dad can explain that a whole lot better than I could.
Okay.
Okay.
Here.
It's about... Talk.
This is Dave.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, sir. This is Dave.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is Ruben. I'm sorry. The connection's very faint.
Yeah, my son was on the cordless. I'm on the landline.
No worries. How are you doing, Dave?
We're good.
Good. I was giving him an update on the file. Just wanted to apologize for the delay. I'm more of a peon than anything here, but I am trying to push the file forward. Hopefully hope to have it funded today, although my funder's gone for about 30 minutes. I just had a random question for you.
Sure.
When we, our owner on paper, we have our Linda as the owner of the business. She's the sole owner. And sometimes there's a difference between officer and owner. I know that we have like the invoice without signatures on it, and the customer was referencing like a purchasing contract he has with you. Does the owner, are they the one that should be signing the title, or does the manager do it?
Actually, in Pennsylvania here, owners are usually unavailable. And actually, they sent me all the stuff I need. We need insurance cards, copies of driver's license. But they sent me the owner, which is
Arlinda. Correct.
She sent me a power of attorney. Hereby appointing the following staff members to purchase on behalf of the company. Randy Marowitz, president, or Dustin, operations manager. She sent me that. That's very, very common in Pennsylvania. And businesses that are of any size, owners, you know, have designated people to do this stuff. But we have to have verification in writing. Our state requires verification in writing to have them do that.
Okay, so basically...
And we have to have photocopies front and back of their driver's license. We have to have insurance certification that they are insured. That's state requirements for title.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean he's an owner. He's just he's allowed to buy something. He's allowed to enter into an agreement.
Oh, yeah, that's very common, like I said, in... We have businesses we've sold 30 and 40 vehicles to, and that in these big corporations, the owners don't have the time to run around and do things. They have people that work for them to do this, you know. That's very common.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But we have to have it in writing that these people are authorized, you know.
Okay, to purchase.
It's still in their name and all, but... they just sign as a representative of the company, you know.
Ah, gotcha, gotcha. Okay, perfect.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
All right. Second question I have for you is, so I think I have everything. The only thing I can anticipate us coming back with is we have two addresses on file. So we're using the L2B1 or something, correct? I got the updated invoices. Just want to make sure that's accurate.
Using what, sir?
The address that my funding department is... Let's just bring this up. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Blackhawk Motors.
Oh, our address?
No. The customer's address.
All right. On the power of attorney, they used 9125 Marshall Road, Cranberry Township. Now, is that the one they're using?
No. I think we got... I gave your son the updated address, so here's what's
good. They're upgraded. What's their address, Chris, that they're using? He'll pull that up just a second. the Randy guy told me today that where they made the mistake was when they first started with you guys, they used one address, and then they have another property now just up the street.
Yeah, so there's two addresses, and mm-hmm. here's the I'm not here to like force anyone's hand. Here's a choice I gave to the customer. I said, look, I think either address is fine, but sure. the power of attorneys we already had signed for the customer on our side were of this L2, the longer address. It's up the street.
What address do you have there?
I'm sorry?
What address do you have, or what address do you want?
The address, well, I gave the client options. I said, hey, look, I can redocument this on this new address, but they're going to probably need a lease agreement or verification address. And he said, hey, like, let's just keep it the same. So we just need those invoices updated. Sure. The address that I have. And then the only other thing I could see us coming back with, by the way, is like having you guys do the re-mock-up of the title with the correct address. But that's the only thing I see happening here. And I know I'm trying to fund you within the next hour and 45 minutes before you close up. National home modification. Give me a second.
When we physically do the titles, they'll be whatever address you want. I mean...
Correct, but the address on the title that we're having is 9155
mm-hmm.
Marshall Road, number L, big L, then a small, it looks like an I to me, LL2B, I think.
LL2?
And then B like boy.
LL2B?
Yep.
Okay.
That's in Cranberry Township,
yeah.
Pennsylvania, 16006.
Okay. Is it 16066? Or 160, which is, on the paper here, it's 16066.
Correct, I'm sorry, 16066. Yeah. Okay. So if you could do me a favor and just get those two invoices, since we're funding this in full without the deposit on it, if you could send me those two updated invoices.
Well,
I think
he just did. Chris, didn't you send them bills of sale earlier today with a new address? Yeah, he sent those earlier today.
Oh, okay, give me a second. Did he send them to me or Carrie? Can you ask him if he sent them to me or Carrie?
Wait, he's talking and you're talking. What'd you do, Chris? Where'd it go?
Under my own email, ag5850.
All right, but who did you send it to?
Oh, I got him. I got him.
Yeah, he said he did that this morning.
I got him. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Got him. Okay, cool.
So,
all right.
Okay.
Thanks
so
a ton.
Be sent out for tomorrow or what?
I'm hoping to get it funded today. Yeah, that's the only thing, like I said, the only thing that I could see my funding department coming back with is saying, hey, look, since we did the mock-up of the titles on this other address, we now need this new one, which will literally take you guys 3 minutes. But I'm just waiting to hear back. I just want to let you know I'm kind of doing all my...
That, so let us know.
Cool. Thanks, sorry,
sir,
for the delays. Doing my best.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sure.